Good afternoon, Diamond Castle.
Hey, Miss Sue, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I am good. Your blue customer, she's coming in on Saturday.
Yeah, if I have the, did you ship them out to me or
I
not yet?
didn't get them delivered in the city yet. That's why I was wondering, because I'm getting nervous with the Rockefeller Center being such a to-do right now since it just got lit yesterday and everything shut down in the afternoon. Is it okay if it doesn't get sent out until yesterday, maybe for a
Yeah,
Saturday
but you know
delivery?
what? I like the one of them better than the other. Hang on one second. I'm going to tell you.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, let me know because I have all four of them coming, but I can only send whatever ones you like if it's going to help.
Yeah, okay.
I'm glad you got a chance to look at it because you were busy earlier. I felt so terrible.
You know what? I was busy with stupid stuff all day. It was like
Oh,
every
I
stupid
hate
thing happened today.
those days suck.
I
I'm
know.
sorry. Never mind. I wish
That's
I
all
could have
right.
been
Hang
a
on.
thorn in your side even more. Pull you away from drama.
Yeah, it was just it wasn't drama. It was just trying to get everybody happy. Okay, wait just a minute. Let me
Are you
find this.
wearing yellow or
Kevin,
red?
no,
I
black.
always say yellow and red whenever I'm playing firefighter, trying to put out fires left and right.
Oh.
Right now I'm doing it all day because of the delivery issues with the snowstorm and all that stuff. So if you,
Oh, you guys have a snowstorm right now?
well, we like I'm only about like I'm in your area a lot because my bestie is in Muskegon. I don't know if Kevin shared that, and she actually goes back and forth from Muskegon to here. She's our Rare and Forever rep that stops in at stores along the way, and she does all the training, and she does all of our other training. But she lives out that way, so whenever I drive through, like I've stayed in like your town numerous times. I've been to like that Diamonds and Denim event for the, is it Casada maybe? Women and Battered Children facility or funds there, and they do
Where's that at?
in Howell. It's up
Oh,
in
Howell?
Howell. Yeah, Howell. I say
Howell,
Howell
yeah.
because it's so my accent, but yeah, I'm only about like 8, maybe 7.5, 8 hours. No, even less than that actually. About 6 hours from Detroit I am because I've gotten stuck in Detroit so many times I know the drive well.
Oh, really?
Whatever, yeah, for whatever reason, I always get stuck in Detroit, and I have this one little bar around the corner from the same hotel that I always stay at. It's like this little
Oh.
rinky-dink in a town called Bellevue, or some little burb.
Bellevue?
Yeah, in
There's
your area.
Bellevue, there's.
Yep, and there's a couple of
Okay.
hotels
That's.
near like the
Okay.
near your airport, right?
Yeah.
Yep, that's where I always
Oh,
stay. Do
there's
you
quite a
live near
few
there?
right there. No.
Oh.
I live underneath Howell.
Oh, you
Like,
do? Oh, really? Like
yeah.
Brighton area or
No,
like
I'm below Brighton. I'm in Milford.
Oh, okay. I know Milford too. Well, I know the
Yeah.
signs. Oh, how cool you are. I stayed
Yeah.
when I was there the last time, I think I stayed in Novi.
Oh, okay. That's where we're at there.
Yeah, in a
Novi.
mall and or near a mall with the Dave and Buster's, I remember.
Oh, you're at 12 Oaks.
Oh yeah, and that's where my hotel was around the corner and kind of like a commercial area. It felt not like a, it didn't feel like a city. It felt kind of just really commercial.
You had to be, what hotel were you at?
Probably if it was back when I, well, I'm trying to think when, either a Hyatt or a Marriott. Oh no, a DoubleTree. Because I would have stayed at DoubleTree at that point because I was a cheer mom and we always stayed at DoubleTree's because they had pools.
Oh, okay.
It would tire
Huh.
those kids out. So it was really nice to have a pool for us cheer moms. After spending 30 grand a year on your children to just travel and do a sport, us moms liked a glass of wine
Oh.
by the pool and a little break with some tea. That's what the cheer
Yeah,
moms were
shoot.
real good at.
I did that when my daughter was younger.
Oh, really?
I
How
wasn't
old
a
is your
cheer mom,
daughter?
but oh, now she's 40.
Shut the front
But when
door.
she
No
was young,
way.
yeah. But when she was younger, I used to do that. She was big time equestrian. We went all over the place.
Oh, God. Were you in
We went.
4-H?
She was in. No, we were. No, she was in the high school equestrian team, and she was in the
Wow, that's
junior high
expensive.
equestrian team, and it was very expensive. And it was.
Yeah.
I just worked for it. Right now we have two left, but we've had as many as five.
Are you selling them?
The one that are coming. No.
No. Oh, God, I didn't know you had that. So next time you're in town, or maybe in the spring when I invite you guys, because you're the top of my list, and I think Kevin's got it on his calendar already, and I said, you got to bring her and yourself, and you guys come in and get all the training and all that good stuff. But our owner, Mike in Delicato, his wife has a beautiful horse. Her name is Beatrix, and she, her first horse riding, basically, sad story, but great story at the end. They had another horse. It was the first horse, but I guess, and you'll probably understand the terminology, like lesson horses get ran a lot, I guess, if they're just a,
right.
Like a lesson horse. They're older horses, but they, I guess maybe they hurt. I don't know if their joints hurt. I don't understand the premise, but this one really did hurt her first lesson horse, the first horse she ever sat on. And the owner of my company found out they were going to put it down. And he said, oh, no. And he bought it right there on the spot. So they nursed her back to health, and she's just a glorious, they don't allow anybody to do lessons, and very rarely do they ride her, but they let her just kind of go right alongside Beatrix whenever she goes out there. So I thought I'd share that story. You'll have to come and meet her you're in town.
I've had many of them in my lifetime. Right now I'm down to two. But
what are their needs? What do they look like?
Oh, they're bay. You know, one is we show buckskin color quarter horses.
Okay.
So they're tan color.
Yep.
It's a one breed, one everything, one color. But I don't do it anymore. I used to a long time ago. But at my daughter, we had five at one time. I'm down to two now. And that's good. That I can handle that. But we just had a lot going on, and it's hard
for me now.
Do you
have your own barn?
Yeah, on a farm.
Wow.
And we have.
I want to come stay at your farm.
Like,
oh, you have an arena?
There you go.
Who the heck are you? I want to come meet you. This is so exciting.
Not really. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work.
I agree. I can just imagine, like, your vet bills and everything else. Like,
that's not that bad.
Really? She says she's trying to develop. I should get you connected with her because she is at a place right now. And I guess she was describing it different, not a place, but different barns, wherever you horse or your house, your horse or your horses. Sometimes when vets come in and they need to do ultrasounds and other things, it would be nice to do like an app saying, okay, in this area, the vet's going to be in. Does anybody else need anything? Because she says
they usually do that.
Yeah.
It's pretty common.
She misses it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I said, you should create an app. She's like, I'm working on my app.
They're called a shared call. They're shared.
That's what she said.
And then you only pay half of it. But,
correct.
You know what? I've had them my entire life. So
what are your
I've
horses
had different
name?
Ones. We have just two left. We have Cherokee and Danny, and that's it.
Oh my God!
And I'll tell you what, we don't. I don't pay a lot for the vet. I think I pay $400 a year, $500 when they're healthy.
Oh my God! I pay more for my
poor
dogs.
No, I don't pay a lot. My vet lives on the same street as I do. And there's
a
clinic on my street.
Does he want a diamond trip out to see me and
I would seriously doubt that. No, he's a grumpy. He's very grumpy.
Oh, I'm sure.
And I tell him that all the time. I said, you are so grumpy. And he's got the nicest wife. But he is very, very, but you know what? He's always been very, very good to me. So.
Oh, you got, that's why I stay with mine. And except for just recently, I'm kind of a little... Yeah, I don't know if Kevin or if Dave ever shared. I'm kind of the crazy holistic, you know. I've been doing this for 17 years, and when I tell people what I do for a living, everybody's like, ooh. And then they realize I grew up on a farm, and I'm not as city-fied as my pictures view me. But I grew up in 4-H, and I grew up with my best friend who was in the equestrian team for 4-H. So I got to go to, Sherman Lake, and the first horse I ever rode's name was Cherokee, though it wasn't the same color as yours. It was a black and white.
Yeah.
And it was at Sherman Lake. It was called the Riding High Ranch, and we went every we went every year for like 3 years. My mom and her best friend, and who essentially her daughter, who's 9 years younger than me, and she's like my younger sister. She had colic so bad, the only way they could get her to sleep was to drive her 30 minutes to my mom and dad's house and let her sit on my chest when she was just born. So I tell everybody that she's my sister because I used to wipe her tushy. But she's also my children's godmother and everything. And my parents and her parents have been best friends for since I've been born or longer. So at least 50 years. So she is like
how much is that one stone that's dark? That carrot?
That's the cheaper of the two. Did you like that one? That was the cheapest one.
Yes. That's what
it's the emerald, though. It's the emerald on that email I sent to you.
All right. What about the 97.6.89 by 4.7?
It should be right below. If you see the C more below that, all of the listings, the price per carat should be right there. But let me just get back to that email quickly.
Wait. C more. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that vibrant blue at the bottom was the cheapest, and then the other one is the most expensive.
Wow. Most expensive as it pertains to just the emeralds, though. There's radiance, I think, were shown first. Let me just get there real quick. I think you're
through. Yeah, the radiant. I think she might be interested in that, but I like the color of that vibrant blue at the bottom.
Okay.
But let's see. Can you send me those two? The two in the middle are going to be way too light.
Okay. So you want the one at the very top, which would be the 97 pointer, and then one carater. Okay, perfect.
Yep.
I'll make sure those two come to you. And you're right, that one carat is the least amount of money. Oh, I can't wait to hear more about your farm and everything.
Why?
Why? Because it's so cool. Do you have, other animals, though, too, on top of it?
No, not really, just cats.
Yeah,
people dump them. I have a long driveway, so they dump them.
No
my
way.
Driveway. Yeah, I've got 12 or 13 that I feed that are wild.
Oh, my Lord.
People,
because the barn
people
and stuff, right?
Cool. Yeah.
They are
cool. Yeah.
I rescue. We work with rescue, and we've always rescued. Except for, when I met my other half, he had two Pomeranians, brother, sister. And then I had, I was in the process of getting my Great Dane. So when I got Eleanor, we had tried a few others through our rescue, and when we found this one, we just knew she was perfect. But she's a Great Pyrenees Golden Lab, so she's considered a Golden Pyrenees, and she is a Spitfire. And I'll tell you what, when you told me $400 a year, she's going to be costing me over $2,000 just to get all of her fixings and everything else done. So be thankful for that grumpy old man for you. If I want to leave you on a positive note, if nothing else, I wish you was my grumpy man.
I know that.
Yeah.
I know that.
Oh,
yeah.
How funny.
No, I'm, he has, I've known him probably for maybe 40 years.
Oh, my God. And you've been doing that
with
Kevin there in the store, for so long, too, you said, right? Like, you said
worked here.
Yeah,
here a long time.
You're like one of the longest standing employees outside of another maybe gentleman and himself. Correct?
No, just me. It would just be me.
Maybe he was talking about the other location. Maybe there was somebody there that worked and maybe no longer is there.
No, I don't know. Maybe he's talking about himself.
Oh yeah, he
might
could
be.
Or the other gentleman
or something.
I'm not sure.
Well, we had George, but he passed away like 3 or 4 years. Yeah, passed away a couple of years ago.
Oh boy, I'm so sorry.
And then we had Anne. She passed away.
Who?
Oh, in 2008. No, yeah, 2008. Anne passed away. We had a jeweler. She was very young. She was 45 years old.
Oh no, what happened?
40. I think she just turned 40. She had cancer, but she was.
Oh no.
She was. Not a picture of health. She was not
rough.
I never looked at her like that, but
she didn't put herself first, it sounds like.
Well,
I'm
she probably did.
Oh,
probably
that
did
kind of okay.
First,
gotcha.
So.
Okay.
Yeah, she was probably
maybe
her
she had demons.
Worst.
Then you're trying to say
no,
demons?
Not really.
No?
She had. She's a very the best jeweler you ever wanted to work with. She was an unbelievable jeweler. She could create anything. She could repair anything. She could do anything. She was the best jeweler I ever worked with. She could set stones. She could do anything. She worked for jewelers before she came here. And her and I worked, she worked here longer than I did, but.
Wow, I'm so sorry.
She
had, sounds like you guys had a really good relationship.
Oh, God, we were best of friends. But she had cancer, but she also was, she was very overweight, extremely overweight.
Yeah.
And very, very overweight. She was,
yeah.
A few
so
people.
So you and
together.
I were both right then, because she did take care of herself, and maybe it was a demon. Because to just share a little bit about me, and I'll send you an email to prove it. When I started at RDI in 2009, I was like 322 pounds, I believe, and then I had the gastric bypass surgery in 2011, and I've obviously kept it off. So.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Well, she was heavier than you.
Either. Yeah. Yeah. I got a lot of my weight from my cancer when I was 18, 19 years of age. Did she have, do you mind me asking what kind of cancer?
She died, and I think, God, now I'm trying to remember. I think it was kidney, or I think it was on her kidney. I can't remember. I mean,
yeah,
I
had
I
uterine.
Sitting, we were
so
sitting here.
Okay. Not the same.
Yeah, I mean, I was sitting here with her when she. We were all sitting with her when she passed. Well, they made us leave and leave the room. They made us leave.
Mm-hmm.
But I kept.
But you
saying,
were there
I
for the very
like,
moment.
Yeah, I mean, she died by the time I got in the parking lot. But and I was arguing with the nurse, and I said, you know what? We just had lunch yesterday, and I said. I'll be back tomorrow morning. And she goes, no, you won't. She'll be dead as soon as you get out of here. And I'm like, oh, well, that's a nice thing to say.
Oh, my
but
God,
anyway,
what a horrible,
said,
horrible thing
well,
to say
they were
to
gonna
somebody.
Unplug, they were going to unplug all her her stuff. And
but
I so
still,
anyway, yeah, sure
that's
enough,
terrible.
As soon as I got in the parking lot, she had passed. As soon as they unplugged her.
Oh, my
yeah,
God,
her family
just
was
terrible.
There. Yeah, we were there. Her family was there.
Does she
we
have any children that you're still close
no,
with?
No, thank God. No.
Okay.
Mm-mm, no, she had no children.
No, like a husband that you're close with that you can still talk about the memories or?
No. No. Well, she had a husband, but he's not here anymore.
Mm.
He went back to Lebanon or wherever he was living.
Oh, boy.
But anyway, hey, I got cars pulling in.
You
so
better go
I
get
will,
it, sister, but
I'll look
I appreciate
to...
you, and thank you for sharing.
Uh-huh.
Just know
alrighty.
I might not be her, but I could maybe be an ear if you ever needed an ear like she gave you.
I'm good.
All right, Miss Sue.
All right.
Bye.
Yeah.